This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The special session of Colorado's legislature officially wrapped up this afternoon. Lawmakers passed a slate of bills to offset lost revenue from recent federal tax changes, but the hardest part of that process is still to come. Governor Polis will soon unveil a slate of cuts to balance the state budget. Colorado's youth suicide rate has dropped to its lowest level in more than 15 years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to the State Health Department. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says last year, among those 10 to 18, there were 39 suicide deaths. The suicide death rate was 5.85 per 100,000 people in that age group. That's less than half the rate from the peak in 2020, when 87 young people died by suicide. The agency's director, Jill Hunsaker-Ryan, calls the trend encouraging. Why it's happening isn't clear, but the agency credits evidence-based programming, statewide partnerships, and prevention efforts. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy has resigned after sharing the information of a college student with ICE after a traffic stop. Alexander Zwink submitted his letter of resignation earlier this month. His last day will be September 2nd. Zwink was the deputy who stopped a 19-year-old college student and shared her information with federal law enforcement in violation of Colorado law. Zwink did not give a reason for his decision in the letter. This is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.